Yep, all right. Greetings in the name of the Most High. Greetings. How you doing out there? How goes it in all that you're in the middle of around the world at such a time as this? Yeah, no, all is good. Things are good. No worries. No complaints. We might have a few things that we complain about a little bit. Just because we're aware, and things do get a little bit annoying here. Sometimes having to deal with all of the things that go on around us, because it is a persistent press of that we seem to be experiencing, resistance that we seem to be experiencing, but that is normal as in growth. Nothing gets stronger without resistance. If you want to, when you go down a path of health and fitness, as you continue to progress in that, time goes on, you have to add resistance into your what you do. Just because if you don't have resistance training, you don't get stronger. So the resistance is not a bad thing. But we do need to be mindful of our reaction to it. We do need to be mindful of the way that you can use the example of weights. You can hurt yourself with weights pretty well. You know, you can do a lot of damage to yourself with weights. So, or you can get tremendously strong too. It just depends on how you approach it. So, with a lot of the resistance that you see and a lot of the resistance that you experience, think a little bit about how you approach it, how you deal with it, how it affects you, how you let it affect you, how do you relate to it. You know, when you realize that most of social media is against you, okay, well, you know, when most of social media is not tuned to try to give you the best information, to try to give you something that you can work with, to try to, no, when you realize that most of it's there to program you, most of it is there to get you to have a certain world view that's in line with the people that designed and set up those platforms in the first place. So, yeah, I mean, when you start to see that, it's like, okay, there's a reason. These are fundamental things that are just part of our human experience. Let people say what they want to say. Censorship is wrong. Let people say what they want to say. Now, if in the process of you saying something, there is in the process of that expression, say something like child pornography. Okay, people go and put something out in that regard. Okay, that is wrong. There's laws around that. So that now is covered by those laws. And people now have to be accountable under those laws. So people said what they wanted to, but there's also laws that follow that up. Just laws. Laws that protect society. Laws that protect children. But people can go and say, let them say. But when you start becoming thought police and say, okay, this is an idea that maybe politically is not something that you agree with, and therefore you're going to squash that idea's ability to be talked about, reasoned through, you know, that in and of itself, very evil. How do you know what you believe unless that belief that you have is allowed to be tested? Allowed to go up in the world of ideas and now stand the test of scrutiny. Be broken down. Be attacked. How do you know that your idea is... You know what? Listen, whatever background you come from, that's the one you think is right. By and large. Something told to me by a buddy of mine from England a long time ago. It's true. Whatever background you come from, that's the one you think is right. Whatever life experience, that's the way that you think you do things. However it is that you cook a roast is the way that everybody should cook a roast. If you don't eat meat, everybody shouldn't eat meat, right? If you don't smoke, everybody shouldn't smoke, right? Whatever background you come from, that's the one you think is right. Well, the world and the people in the world come from all kinds of different backgrounds, all kinds of different life experiences, all kinds of different reasons for their experiences. You try wearing a suit in the tropics, you think that's appropriate dress code. You try wearing a suit in the tropics, you're going to sweat that thing through in about an hour, and it doesn't work. Very nice if you're in Europe in cooler weather, not so nice in these parts of the world. You start to understand why people do what they do, by being around them, by experiencing what they experience. You know, a little bit more understanding between people is good. A little bit more trying to see where people are coming from. You know, this whole divide and control program that is there, and they've been running this thing on people all over the world for so long, under so many different things, so many different ways that they divide people up. They'll divide you on, well, right now we're seeing political ideologies, but politics, religion, color, socioeconomic status, intellectual levels. Oh yeah, what school did you go to? There's a nice divider. Definitely levels of, like we said, socioeconomics, cash. Social networks, yeah. No, I mean, you go, there's enough and more different ways that people get divided up. And subgroup, pretty soon, you know, everybody's just at everybody else's throats, and they don't even know why. You're told to hate. But you know, by the grace of our Creator, I mean, for me, I have been absolutely blessed to travel a huge chunk of this world, so many different countries, so many different places, meet so many different people. And by and large, from what I've seen, there's so many good, wonderful people out there in every socioeconomic class, in every color, in every shape, in every size, in every country. And for the most part, people kind of want the same things. You know, they want a good life for their family. They would like a degree and a measure of financial security, health and well-being, you know, good communities to be a part of. You know, they want to be heard. For the most part, people kind of want the same things. And, you know, when people have been divided up, part of this whole division process, part of what it's been used for, is to get people to think that they're further apart than they actually are. You know, if you had a little time to actually understand people that you think that you're opposed to, you'd find out that you're probably 90% on the same page around issues. But because you've been tricked into thinking that you've got a different approach to the exact same thing, then you're divided and you don't go anywhere. Divide and control programming is extremely powerful in keeping control over people. When you snap that, and when you refuse to be divided and controlled, when you snap that, now all of a sudden everything shifts and these guys can't do that anymore with you. Look, for the most part, everybody wants clean water. You can hear the rain right now. Let's see how this audio turns out. Most part, people want clean water to drink. Yes? They'd like energy. They would like the energy that comes into their houses, powers their vehicles and their transportation, to be reliable and affordable, and as much as possible clean, and have a minimal impact on the world around them. Yeah? Sound like a good idea? Sound like something everybody can agree on? Not a partisan issue? How do we get to those things? Okay, well, let's have a balanced conversation. Weigh out the options and make an adult decision about that and 1,000 other things. How do we protect our communities in emergencies? How do we take care and watch after our children? Most communities, forget the politicians, because politicians should be a representative, should be a representative of the will of the community. Because you elect people to represent you. And if they don't represent you, then they don't do a good job of the responsibility as an elected official for their constituency. Meaning they need to be replaced or changed. But for the most part, people have similar hopes, dreams, aspirations. Bringing those things out and working towards solutions is going to be important. And how you bridge those divides is going to be important. You know, I don't remember a time in history when, I mean, maybe it's just because I wasn't exposed to that much of times past, maybe, but you're allowed to have a differing opinion, at least in America. You're allowed to have a difference of opinion. People might not agree with you, but okay, that's what you think. Somewhere along the way, people started finding freedom of thought, freedom of expression, not something they wanted to keep going anymore. But that's not going to stand. Things will continue to persist, frequencies continue to change and increase and go up. The reality that we're in will continue to go up. A lot of things will fall off, fall away in the higher frequencies, the higher reality that we're moving into. Age shifts. There is a time of transition. Everything doesn't switch over in 1 second. We're in that transition even now. So as we're in the transition and as things shift, just continue to persist in what you know to be true. Hold space for what you know to be true. Understanding is increasing. As you understand more, go with what you know. If you understand less, go with what you still know. Go with the piece that you know and understand. Do something in that regard. You know, the enemy will always try to bring in doubt. Always try to bring in some measure of doubt into your mind. Get you to wonder, do you really know what you know? What if? What if? What if? What if this is wrong? What if that's wrong? Okay, well, I'll ask you this. What if this is right? What if that's right? What if everything that's been said is spot on? What if every thought that's been had has been 100% accurate? What if not a single word has fallen to the ground? What if? Last few audios, last couple in particular, have laid out some extreme specifics, both in the realm of the spirit as well in the realm of the natural. What if everything there is 100% accurate, right, true to a timeline over the next 2 months? Then what? Are we just going to continue to go on in life as we consider it? Let's just sit back and consider it some more, consider it some more, consider it some more. Come on. It's time for the people of God. It's been time for a while now. Engage. Hold space in what's true and real. Don't go with the deception at all because they tried to synthesize their lie through you. Don't let them do it. You know what's real? See that coming to pass. You co-create with your Creator. And you walk with Him. Alright, in Jesus' name, bless you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you. We'll talk to you again sometime really soon. Bye.